Hello and welcome to episode no number. It is a holiday special episode. Now, we don't want to keep you too long on this holiday season, on this holiday Christmas Eve. So myself, Matty B, your host, and Harv has joined me. Bronell is mailing it in. He's out of town.
Couldn't even call in.
Couldn't even call in for the holiday. We might have not asked him, so he might not even know that we're doing this. But on this special episode, we're just going to do a little bit of the news, as we always do. And in preparation for a huge live on location, our first ever live on location next week, we just wanted to pop in here, tell you all about our weeks. Like I said, mention the news and give you a few hints and how you can help for next week. Did they cover it all?
Yeah, I mean,
I think I got it. Before we get into it, though, we want to thank our sponsor, Player Golf, PLYRGolf.com. Use the promo code DRIVE for the Drive the Green for 30% off your order. Also, we are a member of the Saskatchewan Podcast Network, proudly presented by Kinexus, Kinexus.ca in Saskatchewan.
Check it out.
All right, so we have short weeks here. I didn't really, I don't really have much of a week last week. Illness is gone just in time for the holidays. I saw a tweet from a well-known guy. He said, name a more powerful duo or name a better duo, colds and the start of holidays.
You can't.
Like, that's the power couple.
Yeah, you just had all the stars aligned, like a flight, holiday season. Everyone else was sick for other reasons. Like, you had no chance.
Yeah, and I think my daughter is actually getting sick again. It just ran through the house, and now just in time for Christmas, I think she's getting it back.
Oof.
It's just going to be this cycle for the next however long.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, but no hockey this past week, no golf, F all. Mostly just, we're taping this on the 23rd. Really, my week starts tomorrow when I go out Christmas shopping.
Oh, getting an early start on it.
Christmas Eve, yeah.
Wow.
So I called a few of the places that I know I'm going to get gifts, and they are, in fact, open tomorrow. So I covered my bases there.
So you got to get up early and get at it? Or?
Yeah, you know, just the usual. Just buy some deodorant, some socks, and some lottery tickets for my wife's stocking, and I think I'm done.
Well, way to give it away. Hope she doesn't look. Yeah. Hope she doesn't listen to this pod tomorrow or Wednesday and gets the surprise ruined. But
yeah. What do you got? What happened for your week?
I
don't think anything happened in Bronell's week, so we
never
can gloss
for
over
that
him.
Guy.
Yeah.
He went to a Flames and Habs game.
Oh, right. Yeah.
The week he actually has something, he's not here.
Yeah, a big Habs guy saw one of the best hockey games of the season, probably.
It was exciting.
Although we are taping this late on the 23rd, sounded like that Leafs. Canes game 8-6 today was probably
for
one
whatever
of the
reason there. That it was going on at noon
on a Monday.
Yeah. Anyways.
So you?
I actually had a busy work week, getting things wrapped up before the holiday season here. Refed a couple hockey games.
Wow.
Even though it's months away, spring hockey camps and stuff opened up on Friday, so we were doing those. And yeah, went to, here's the big thing. Bought a new putter.
Oh.
Yeah, officially in the Spider.
You're a mallet guy.
I'm a mallet guy in the Spider club.
We're testing it there. So you had your Scotty Cameron blade for?
Oh, a long time, like 17 years.
17 years. And obviously you're keeping it just in case.
Yes, I'm keeping it.
Yeah, but have to.
Went but to the
converted.
Spider X, not the Spider Tour like yours.
Yeah, so we'll see which one works.
Yeah, so.
So it's nice to have you. Welcome aboard on the mallet train. All right, in the spirit of keeping this podcast very short for the listeners, like I mentioned, we'll get to at the end of the show how you can help for our year-end episode next week. But just some quick news. Obviously, it's quiet time here in North America, getting ready for the Century Tournament of Champions, which starts not this upcoming weekend, but next weekend. So next pod. Australian Open happened on the European Tour. And Adam Scott went out and won the darn thing.
Is it a European Tour event?
It is.
Oh.
So fellow Canadian Aaron Cockerell was in it. I think he finished 37th.
Not bad.
On his I don't think that's technically the start of the European Tour, but it's close.
Good for Scott, because I don't think he's won there maybe once or in his home country once.
Yeah.
But it's been a while, like 10 plus years.
They came out after, and there was a big thing because they interviewed him afterwards and essentially said, well, this kind of probably gets you jacked up winning your home country for representing Australia at the Olympics. And he kind of gave like a, yeah, not really that excited about it. Just more focused on majors. Like, we're talking the Olympics, like representing your country.
Yeah, like that's
not huge, excited about it at all.
Especially because it's only happened, there's only one gold medalist in golf in
Justin
the
Rose.
History of the world right now.
Yeah. Like, that's a big thing.
But is he a, like, is he a lock to represent the country now?
No, I think maybe that's why he just wasn't counting his chickens just quite yet.
Yeah.
But I would say, I mean, he's up to like 13 or 16 in the world. Like, it's got to be him. If it's world rankings, I don't even think he could fall out.
Yeah. It'd
be him and Cam Smith, probably.
And what about Leishman?
Or Leishman. Yep, sorry.
What about Jason Day?
Ain't going to be Jason Day. Stinks. One of the, speaking of Cam Smith, one of the other pieces of news is because Cam Smith did not finish high enough, he did not move to 50th in the world. That belongs to Adam Hadwin, who is now locked into the Masters. So he joins Corey Connors off of his win from last year. So I think Connors and Hadwin both in it this year.
Is that the first time ever there's been two Canadians?
Like, even now that I say it out loud, I don't even believe that Connors is in it. But I guess he won because he won before the Masters last year. But I'm not going to make myself look like an idiot. I read a tweet that said they're both in. So I'm just going off of that. And if they're not, I'll find out who tweeted it and I'll throw them under the bus next week.
Yeah, because I thought if you won a tournament, yourself an out.
Yeah, I thought if you won a tournament, you only go to the year in which you won it, not multiple years.
But was he in it last year?
Yeah, he won the tournament right before Valero.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah,
so that's why I thought he was out. That's why I thought he's out. Just as I said that, but again,
that'll be interesting. Yeah,
you're supposed to believe everything on Twitter, like how that guy on the swing is going towards the camera. And if you know, if you're on Twitter, you know what I'm talking about. But if you get your mind around it, I wish Bronow was here because he can't get his mind around it. Yeah. If you can actually get your mind around it, you can see how he is facing away from the camera.
Everyone has to know what we're talking about. Like, that's the new, what color is this dress?
I asked some girls at work today. None of them knew what I was talking about.
Okay. That
maybe they don't follow the same people on Twitter, which is probably true.
That concerns me a little. Yeah. It's the new, what color is this dress? It's the new thing.
It's a new thing. I mean, except for there being one obvious answer. I mean, that's the big difference.
I think the biggest thing is that it's more of a test of who can see it both ways. Like, it's like maybe it's like a working your brain. It's like a brain puzzle.
Yeah, it is a brain puzzle. Now, since we're talking about Twitter, the other thing that took Twitter set it ablaze was Max Homa. If you are wondering how to build a Twitter account, this is what you need to do. You need to engage. So essentially, Max Homa started roasting people's swings. And now, like, everyone, for the 24 hours, like, everyone was sending their swings. And he was just chirping, like, 30, 40, 50 of these people. That was, like, 4 days ago, and he's still doing it now. And I think he's gained, like, 30,000 followers, maybe more since. But some of these are hilarious. Like, I actually am amazed by how creative he's getting.
Yeah, some of them are amazing.
Some of them are unbelievable.
My favorite part of it was when someone replied, like, saying, like, you're the best follow in golf now. And then Pepperell replied to that being like, what the hell, man?
Yeah. What are you doing? This is like my only thing.
Yeah.
Eddie Pepperell, I think, was like 52nd in the world and missed out on the Masters. But yeah. I was scrolling for hours.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Going through that stuff. Like, now, even if this is the first time you're hearing of it, go on Twitter and just go on his. Like, there's got to be 100 of them.
Yeah. And like, all the big, like, not just fans sending it in. Like, there was golf media people. There was
other
podcasters. There was everyone. Like, other, like, golf influencers were sending him in. Like,
yeah, they were just having fun with it. I saw someone post today. I was like, this guy just see this? Like, how are people still sending these in today? But then he replied to one today.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, I thought this thing was dead. Like, I thought it was just like a... He said afterwards, he's like, okay, I'm done now. And then just people keep sending them in. So he's keeping on doing it.
But my favorite one was the one where the guy, like, tweeted, like, how can I get extra distance? And he replied, like, well, normally I say you match your shirt to your shoes, but you've already done that, so I got nothing. Like, the way he did all of them were just very well done.
Yeah, like, very kind chirps. Mm-hmm. So, like, he's not dropping F-bombs, not swearing, not putting the people down, just, like, casually chirping them.
Yeah. Yeah, so, it was good.
It was fantastic. Just a couple other pieces of news before we wrap this thing up. The Barracuda Championship has been moved to Lake Tahoe. So couple that with a little Vegas time. Not Vegas, Reno time. Sorry, I should say. So that could be
but still the same week. Like, it's still a off-week tournament, right?
Yeah. So could be a chance for the boys to head to that one. That wouldn't be bad.
No.
Lose my shirt down there. Hank Haney, do you want to touch on that a little bit? So Hank Haney essentially thinks that he's being blackballed since he wrote his book.
Was his book that bad?
Yeah, I think it had some bad parts to it.
Well, I know it kind of took some digs at Tiger for being a bit of a jerk.
Yeah, there was, well, and there
about
was
how he didn't like a bunch of players on tour at the time, and
yeah, it was kind of, it's kind of goes anytime you write one of those behind the scenes books, you run the risk of getting blackballed. So, I mean, you gotta at least take that into account. And now, obviously, we've heard one of the things going on right now is Jeremy Roenick did an interview with a podcast, said some things, and now he's been suspended. So it's like, now does that cause guys to say a little less on interviews? I mean, the guys that come on our show, maybe it puts a little censor on them. I hate to see it. Hate to see it. We got some weird stories that come out. So
yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone said anything offside on ours. And
yeah,
if I'm voicing my opinion, I don't think JR said anything offside in his. But
yeah, but it's the interesting. World we live in. Interesting for those that haven't saw that one. I think it's kind of one of the things we have to do is.
But
if anything, we're just telling people about stories, and if you haven't heard about them, go read them.
Yeah, and but now Haney's suing, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So he is. He's suing these people for whatever you want to call it, defamation or or whatever, for lost wages. I don't know what the exact thing is, but he feels wronged, and I can't see too much coming of it, but hey.
No, just a squeaky wheel looking to get some grease. Last couple things, there was some we pulled some interesting stats, so we'll get into this more next week on the year end, because, I mean, it's technically the end of a decade, but PGA Tour has posted a few little fun streaks, longest streaks of the decade. And since we were talking about putters, you have a couple putting streaks that are
insane. There was a couple insane ones here. The biggest one, this is the most, well, maybe not this one. They're both pretty huge. Freddie Jacobson, or Jacobson, however you want to pronounce it, has gone 452 holes without a three putt.
452.
Like, you'd think they're professional golfers. They probably don't three-putt that often. But 452 is still insane.
Quick math. 452.
Oh, 452. Actually, when you do it that way, it doesn't...
What's it like? 25 rounds.
25 rounds, which doesn't sound that high when you put it in those terms, but it's still the highest in a decade. So these guys three-putt more often than you think.
Yeah.
So...
And the other one?
The other one is Paul Casey has not missed a putt inside 5 feet in 265 attempts.
Like, that's impressive.
Yeah, that's longer than 25 rounds.
Yep.
For sure. Because how often do you get
those? Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, there's some impressive streaks, but if you're looking to kill some time, PGA Tour has been rolling out tons of those stats of the decade.
Yeah,
you have weeks at number one too.
Yeah, the weeks at world number one in the last decade. Any guesses?
Weeks in the last decade.
Not how many, but who has the most?
520 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, Tiger's at what? 200?
No, 103.
103? Okay.
Considering you missed how much of that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Rory, 95.
Okay.
Dustin Johnson, 91.
Okay.
So those two would probably, I wouldn't have guessed Tiger number one. Yeah. I probably would add maybe Rory, DJ.
Yeah. And then, yeah, Spieth was a little bit in there. I'm not sure how long.
This one surprised me. Number four, Luke Donald, 56 weeks.
Right. Yeah. So that Luke had, like that year, that good year.
2010,
yeah.
2011.
Yep.
And then Koepka, right up there, 40 weeks. That's just this past year, I would imagine, mm-hmm. past 2 years. And then Jordan Spieth. Only had 26 weeks, so 6 months.
6 months for Spieth.
Which is crazy, considering he's won four majors in that time.
Yeah. You win four majors and yet you're world number one. Goes to show how hard it is to be world number one.
Well, everyone's... It's not like when Tiger was doing it last decade where he yeah. was like at the ranking 400
of
like... 400
those weeks?
Yeah. Well, yeah, where it was like his... Whatever that score division that they do is at like 16 and the next person was at like 4.
Yeah.
Like no one was ever catching. And these guys are at all at like 9, 9, 8.5. Like yep. a big win at a big tournament leapfrogs you pretty good.
Yep, absolutely. Well, one birthday to note.
Well, there's Bubba Claus too.
Oh, Bubba Claus, Bubba right. Claus. Yeah. Bubba Claus.
I mean, he does it every year.
It's not bad.
Goofy. It's
he had weird. His son in it this year?
He had his son in it this year as his elf.
Yeah.
I mean,
just nice to see Bubba Claus. Just you get a holiday tradition.
Yeah, and yeah, it's goofy. It's fun. He's a weirdo.
A fun holiday tradition. Right before we started this, we were watching a little Tin Cup. Nice to be able to take a break from Christmas movies to just watch a little Tin Cup. But I mean, that movie's on. That's like the filler on the Golf Channel.
Yeah,
Tin Cup's on literally any time. Any type of Golf Central programming or anything like that is unavailable. It's like, hey, boss, what should we put on? Just throw Tin Cup on and go have a snooze.
And I bet it's like one of their higher watched.
Yeah, I watch
hours.
I watch
of,
at
two
least,
hours of yeah. their network. Like it's better than showing like old tournaments. Like no one's watching an old tournament.
Yeah. Actually, funny that you mentioned that. In my week, I forgot to mention. 2 days ago, Saturday morning. So my kids are getting old enough where they can just wake up on their own and be downstairs. Came rolling down the stairs. My son was watching this year's Northern Trust tournament, which was on TV.
Hey.
I was like, A, I was laughing because the Northern Trust was the one that they picked.
Yeah.
And B, he was watching it by himself at 8 o'clock in the morning. So, I mean,
that's
good for him.
Funny.
Good for him. yeah. All right. So the birthday this week, none other than Mrs. Dustin Johnson, Paulina Gretzky, threw up some wonderful Instagram posts in honor of her birthday.
Yeah, she was enjoying herself.
Yeah, she was enjoying herself. So there was that. And obviously, I did not hear about any aces in the Australian Open.
Nope.
And I had no dude wipes.
Well, we no tournament because we didn't, no yeah, shots.
I
week,
mean,
no
I kind of watched like, I watched like 15 of those shots.
Yeah.
Of the Australian. But let's get into it. So next week, to set the table for the week, we're doing our first ever live on location at the First Tee Indoor Golf Center in Regina. We're going to have GMAC, Garrett McMillan, a local pro who also runs that place, on the show, our first ever like live co-host.
Yep.
And what we need from the listeners out there is we are doing, we're going to do some awards on our own. Like best guest, weirdest moment, all that stuff. But we're looking for from you, obviously we have access to a pro. We're looking for some questions on how you can get better at your game that we can give to Garrett to help. And we're also looking just for general questions, whether you have questions about us, weird moments to share, stories to share, just essentially anything you're looking to have featured. One way to reach out to us is on Twitter or Instagram, or you can send us an email. drivethegreenpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, I was trying to think of things that we could ask GMAC. Like, the one that keeps popping up in my mind is like, has he ever walked out to a lesson and seen someone swing and be like,
I don't want to do it.
Yeah, I can't take this guy's money. Like, I can't help him. So I'm looking forward to see if he has an answer to that.
Yeah, there's going to be lots of good times. I'm excited to kind of go over the year that was with someone new.
Yeah.
Maybe a fresh voice. And who knows, maybe people like it and we'll have our first recurring co-host.
Yeah, that'll be we'll and see. The and I think the awards for
we got DTG, some good awards.
We should clarify that it's not going to be PGA Tour related.
Right.
It's going to be podcast related. Top guess, weirdest moment.
Coke Pepsi tallies,
the stuff that's happened on the pod, like who had the biggest stroke on the pod. I mean, we know the front runner is there, but
yeah, we're still ironing out the name of the awards, but we'll get there. Yeah. We got a week.
Exactly.
We got a week to cut this thing up. We're already started. So yes, we'll be back next week with episode, I think 95 next week, 94.
94.
94 next week. So again, happy holidays to all. Hope you enjoyed the short pod. 20 minutes, not bad. But we will be back next week, as I said, with the extravaganza, the year-end extravaganza. So,
I like that.
Yeah. Happy holidays to you and yours. And until then, Harv.
It's time to hit the clubhouse.